Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coach's Corner. My name is Kiashana LeCount-Burrell, and I am your host. This podcast is a production of the Office of Alumni Career Management here at The Ohio State University. Today, we are going to talk about networking for introverts. Now, this is a particularly interesting topic for me because I myself am an introvert. Most people don't know that or seem to be surprised when I say that because I am generally a friendly and pretty outgoing person. So I'm not exactly what you would call shy. But I'm also not a person who derives a ton of joy from constantly being around people. So the definition of an introvert is simply someone who prefers to spend time alone in order to recharge their inner being. An introvert is someone who prefers calm, minimally stimulating environments and tends to feel drained after socializing and therefore regains their energy by spending time alone. What that means is that, yes, I like people. I like being around people, but it can be a little bit draining and overwhelming sometimes. So I get my rejuvenation from spending time by myself or just not constantly needing to socialize with people. When you're a professional, especially a professional who is in human services or people services, sometimes this can be hard. And especially if you're someone who is in the job market, because much of the work of looking for a job these days requires a dependence on networking. Networking is the easiest and most efficient way. Well, networking is the most efficient way to find a new job. It's not necessarily the easiest. For people who are very extroverted and who get a rush off of meeting and talking to and connecting with new people all the time, networking is a really easy thing to do. But for those of us who may or may not be in that particular boat, sometimes it can be hard. I came across a great article on get5.com this week with some networking tips for introverts that I wanted to share with you all and also give a little bit of my insight as well. These are just a few, but they're definitely things that can be helpful when approaching a networking situation. Okay, so we all know that networking can be something that we can do pretty easily these days. The advent of LinkedIn, services like Alumni Fire, incidentally offered through this office for all graduates of The Ohio State University, and other online platforms, has allowed people who are not necessarily extroverted to still reap a lot of the benefits of networking through online platforms. But, you know, sometimes we still have to do the regular, old-fashioned, actually getting out and meeting people thing. And that can be what's difficult for people sometimes. For those of us who don't derive a ton of joy from the idea of schmoozing and talking to strangers all night long, here are a few suggestions for going into a networking type event. The first one is to do some research beforehand. You know, you might know who's going to be there, or, you know, you might know the type of people who are going to be there. If you do, you know, take a few minutes to check out LinkedIn, maybe send a connection request, or just do a little bit of research from people. This will help these people to not feel like complete and total strangers to you and give you a little bit of familiarity to them. With familiarity comes confidence. And so if you know a little bit about them and have had the opportunity to do a little bit of research, it'll help you feel more on sturdy ground when making connections. That sort of leads into the second tip, which is come armed with questions and follow-ups. So say you're at this mixer and you go up to someone, or you don't even go up to someone. You're just in a room with someone. You're over at the bar and someone is there. You're waiting for a drink, standing next to someone. What do you say? You know, generally what we do is offer a handshake and introduce ourselves. They do the same. And then what happens? It's usually a pretty safe thing to say, what do you do? But if you don't want to go and have the dreaded, well, what do you do for a living question? What do you do for a living sort of circular conversation? You could say a few other things. If this is an event like a young professionals mixer, you could say, have you been a member of this organization for long? You could ask about the food. Have you tried the hors d'oeuvres? Have you tried the appetizers? What do you think about that? What do you think about the speaker tonight? How do you feel about this crowd? You can also look at their name tag, and then when you ask about their profession, say, oh, I see you're in, insert profession name here. How did you get into that? What you find and what generally works well for introverts, unless you're talking to another introvert, is that people are most comfortable when talking about themselves. And so if you can get people to talk about themselves, they will generally lean into that conversation a little bit more. It feels less forced for everyone involved, and it'll give you some insight into who those people are. It will allow you to make a bit more of a meaningful connection. You'll find some points where you can collaborate or corroborate the things that they do and relate them back to the things that you do as well. And it'll make them talk more about themselves. So if you're a person who is a little bit averse or nervous about having to talk about yourself, just ask other people about themselves. They like that. They will talk about themselves. You get to have a great conversation and not have all of the weight on you for getting the thing rolling. Now, the other side of that, though, is that people are going to ask questions about you as well. So in order to keep the conversation going, you do what they say, what they call planting hooks in your responses. And that means you don't give one-word answers to questions. You answer it in a way that leads somebody to give an additional comment. For example, people listen to my accent often and ask me where I'm from. And so I'm quick to say Alabama. And then I immediately follow that up with, yeah, you know, it was a huge culture shock moving here. And then, of course, they have a million different questions and sometimes suppositions, usually incorrect, about what it's like to live in Alabama, how different it is to live here in Ohio, and that sort of thing. You know, I can talk about the weather. That's a really, really easy, really, really safe way to get a conversation going, but it almost always, it's a never fail kind of thing because people can always relate to that. It is, you know, super hot and mild in the winter in Alabama. And so when I moved here, that's usually the first thing that I say. I was in for a huge shock because it was awful and the snow was terrible and it was so cold and I did not know what to do with myself. And then, so that's a light laughing point because anybody who lives in Ohio can relate to, yes, the winter is cold. It is very snowy. Now they may or may not hate it, and I don't hate it, but they may or may not, you know, they may say, oh, but I love the snow and I've loved growing up here. And then they'll tell me about how they've lived here their whole entire lives and how great Ohio is. And we have this wonderful conversation about the things that we like about Ohio. When I tell people that I work for Ohio State University, or when I say that I'm from Alabama and they say, oh, but you work for Ohio State, what are your football allegiances? And then there's a great conversation that goes into that. There are lots of different ways that you can plant little hooks. So instead of just saying I'm from Alabama, I would say I'm from Alabama and then go ahead and answer whatever I assume their question is going to be, because they may or may not have one. But if I open up that line of communication with some additional information, that gives them additional information to hook onto, and it creates the flow of the conversation. Also, give yourself a time limit. You know, if a networking mixer lasts for 2 hours, there's no reason for you to feel compelled to have to be there for the whole 2 hours. That is the sort of thing that makes me uncomfortable. So this is where my introversion comes in. I don't really have a problem going up and talking to people and making conversation, but doing it for long periods of time drains me quite a bit. And so this is one tip that I personally use myself often. Don't go into an event thinking that you have to stay for the entire time. Give yourself, say, I'm going to do this for 30 minutes, or I'm going to be here for 45 minutes. That way, it won't seem so overwhelming when you walk in, because you'll already know, almost like when you're exercising. You know how, like, when you're on the elliptical or you're on the treadmill and the timer's counting down, and you can say to yourself, okay, 30 more minutes, okay, 20 more minutes, 10 more minutes, I've got this. You sort of have to hype yourself up in a networking situation the same way. You know, you go in and you say, I'm going to be here for 30 minutes, and this is what I'm going to do for the next 30 minutes. You can check your watch halfway through and say, okay, I'm 15 minutes down, I've got 15 more minutes to go. Let me see what I can get accomplished in these 15 minutes. And when you challenge yourself that way and give yourself the motivation of knowing that you will have a bit of a reprieve in 15 minutes or in 30 minutes, it's a lot easier for you to be able to stomach getting through the event. And then the last one is to make sure that you have a goal, but don't feel like it has to be, again, something that is super overwhelming. I tell people all the time, whether you're a super extroverted person or not, quality always trumps quantity with regard to networking. If you go into a networking mixer and you make it a point to collect as many business cards as you can, you may come out with 50 business cards and try to send a LinkedIn request or some sort of set up a coffee chat, you know, some sort of other connection with the person the following day. They may or may not remember who you are, because there's no way that in 2 hours you can have 50 meaningful conversations. Just not a possibility. But if you go in and stay and said, I have a goal of talking to 3 new people tonight, or I have a goal of talking to 5 new people tonight. If you have 3 new people and you give yourself 30 minutes to be there, that's 3 10-minute conversations that have a lot more chance of being meaningful and having impact and being memorable for the person that you spoke with than 50 5-minute conversations over, or not even 5-minute conversations, 50 1 or 2-minute conversations over the course of a couple of hours. So give yourself a goal of talking to some new people, and then once you've accomplished that, call it a success. So going back over these really quickly, just understand that for an introvert, networking is sometimes what we consider to be a necessary evil, but it doesn't have to be hard. A few things that you can do to make it easier for yourself when going into a networking situation are to, number one, do some research beforehand. That way you can, number two, come armed with questions and follow-ups. Number three, plant hooks in your responses for yourself so that you can be prepared when someone turns it around and says, well, tell me about you. You can answer with more than just one word responses. Number four, give yourself a time limit so that you don't feel super overwhelmed by having to be in the situation for a long period of time. And then also, finally, give yourself a goal. And once you've achieved that goal, recognize the success that you have had from doing that. Give yourself a pat on the back from actually going in and being part of this event, and move on to the next thing. You know, networking is a great skill to have, but it is a skill, which means that it has to be honed over time. But it really is something that anybody can do. And good quality networking is not something that comes easy to anybody. You know, it often seems like people who are not afraid to talk to people are really, really great networkers, but that's not necessarily always the case. Networking, meaningful networking that gets meaningful results, is a skill that's acquired over time. And whether you are super introverted or super extroverted or somewhere in between, you can master this skill, you know, but sometimes we just have to approach it a different way. So thank you so much for listening. This has been Coach's Corner. I am Kia Shawna LeCount Burrell, and look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great week. Thanks.